Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and connected via the web, we got Waldy Martini, better known as Gomez when he was in Las Vegas last week. And now we're also joined by Jerry, the diver guy.
Gomez showed up quite a bit this week.
He did, absolutely. And the racket you hear in the background and are witnessing on Facebook Live are CJ and Bubble Boy preparing for their Scuba Radio snorkel shoot that we're going to conduct live on the air today. And if you didn't see this at the DEMA show last week, you missed a massive event. I mean, Jerry and Walt were there. Both of you would back me up on this. You guys thought that was a huge success. Wouldn't you agree? You think?
Absolutely. Oh, go ahead, Walt.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yes.
The only thing, I didn't miss too much of the Mr. Trico and Scuba Radio rum extravaganza that was going on, but I personally did not see the drunken sailor.
You did not see him. Yeah. He did show up at the Scuba Radio Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour party where there was some free rum punch. I witnessed. You might have mistaken him for one of the homeless people.
I got you. Jerry and I were having lunch between the two conventions, and I thought I saw something emanating out from underneath the door with the smoke.
Jerry and I were having lunch.
Yes.
That might have been the DS.
The drunken sailor. It could have been, that's why I didn't see him other than, the Bahamas Junkanoo party. I mean, he could have been over there at the weed show that was going on at the same time. That made for a very eclectic group of folk. Combined, all the divers after the day was done would converge on the Westgate Hotel lobby bar, and then we'd be mixed in with all these stoners. It was quite a crowd.
Dude!
Yeah, it was like that. And you smell it all over the place. It was a very strange thing. I mean, when you go to Las Vegas, if you don't live there, and you live in a state where smoking, let alone weed, is not allowed, you go to Vegas and your eyes will water just from all the cigarette and cigar smoke that is, pervasive in Las Vegas, and it's just one of the things you got to get used to or tolerate if you don't like it, and if you do like it, well, you're in heaven,
Greg, I'd just like to say one more thing about walking down the street. We had Jerry the diver guy was whipped and whipped by the whipping girls
as we
went down the strip.
Yeah, when you walk down, there's all these, there's like Elmo and like in Times Square where they get these people in these furry outfits. They want you to take a picture with them. But in Vegas, it's a little different. They have a little bit more colorful.
They have whipping post.
Yeah, they had these, they would have these girls that were in like leather bikini type dominatrix.
S&M girls.
Okay, we'll go with that.
S&M.
And they'd come up and they'd have these little whips and they'd come by and whack you on the backside. Very, very, I don't know, what's your...
Sensual.
Harassment. It was a pure harassment.
Was it painful?
If you asked them to hit you harder, I guess it could be. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
Did you say, thank you, ma'am, may I have another?
No, I just said, hey, look, 50 Shades of Greg, put some muscle behind that whipping thing. Yeah. And they're like, oh, there you go, Papa Lake. And then they'd move over to Jerry. What's wrong? Did I say something?
Always great.
No, yeah. So, but they came up to Jerry the diver guy, and Jerry just got a big old grin on his face, like, all right. He kind of turned into, you know, what's
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Yes, would you like to make an announcement? Oh, that's the sound that we heard.
Whip it good.
That was loud. Anyway, it was just one of those side distractions you have when you're wandering down the strip at Vegas. And I got to say, Jerry, we did have a great time after the show was over. And he joined my wife and I, and we kind of walked up and down the strip. And we went into Fat Tuesday, got one of these big frozen drinks. And that's the way you do it. And you look like a tourist, of course, but you get one of these drinks. It takes the pain away from your feet because you can't feel anything in your body after you drink about a third of this thing. And we're walking up and down the strip, having a good old time, and we'll catch a show. I mentioned in hour one, we went to this Tenors of Rock show at Harrah's. And, you know, after we walked around, got sucked into a timeshare and, all, you know, bought one and the whole thing. And after Jerry had, you know, went on Facebook Live and filmed his feet for like 3 minutes before he realized he had his phone on. We go into the show, and to say that we were, you know, already feeling a little, you know, loopy would be an understatement. But the highlight of the show wasn't that these four or five guys who could sing like it was amazing. They're like opera singers singing rock songs like AC/DC, and then they did Bohemian Rhapsody, and they did it live, which is a feat in itself. It was impressive until you got to the soft spots, and they had one of their guys was sick, so there was only four of the five people performing. However, what they didn't realize is that we had Jerry the Diver Guy in the audience, and Jerry chimed in and sang along with the people on stage.
Please tell me you recorded that with your phone.
I so wish I did, because, you know, it was one of those things where it was happening. It was like I was living in the moment, and I didn't think about pulling out my phone, because Jerry was, his presence, he was selling it. He was loud. Everybody was looking around like, what the hell is wrong with that guy?
The Elvis was coming out of
him. Oh, my God.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, give us a little Bohemian Rhapsody there, Jerry the Diver Guy.
Come on. Elvis has left the building.
No. Come on.
Don't be shy now.
Let's go. Come on. You're on. Come on.
No.
This is like the voice.
Well, what if we help
you? No pressure.
Is this the real life? Go.
Now, y'all done got me tickled.
You sound just like him. You literally, this is like it's like watching the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. It's not the real Queen members, but I feel like you're Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy. That's impressive.
That is good.
Yeah, it was terrible. He was awful. And I thought
now's your chance to redeem yourself.
I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
I thought for sure we were going to be kicked out of that theater.
God, that'd be great.
Because the guys, it was loud. And I thought for sure they were going to stop the show and say, hey, could you please shut the hell up down there?
Did he mess up the lyrics, Greg?
No, he had the lyrics, but he just didn't. There's no such thing as a key when it comes to Jerry the Diver Guy singing. But it was
like I said, I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
You know what? It made for a very memorable story. There's something I'll never forget.
You'll treasure it always.
Well, I don't know about that. It's more kind of like something you try to block out, but you can't,
Even with the brain freeze from the frozen drink.
Exactly. But yeah, it'll be ever in, you know, you can't unsee it or unhear it or whatever, but it was a special moment. And, you know,
Which part of the song was he in? Was he in the chorus or what?
Well, you couldn't hear him during the loud parts.
You said it was the quiet part.
Yeah, when they were just singing, like, you know, when they start, you know, doing the opera part or something when it was softer. I see a little silhouette. You know,
Shatamush.
Yeah, that's it. There, come on, bring it out there, Jerry. You are the man.
Everybody shut up so we can hear Jerry sing.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying.
Come
on, Jerry.
That's what
I was
saying.
It's not Radio Gold now.
We weren't able to be there. Recreate it for us.
Oh, boy.
You just have to be there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, all you need is one of those frozen hurricanes from Fat Tuesday. And
an extra shot.
Yeah, well, that's right. And a rum topper. That's what it takes. Everybody,
Jerry will let loose.
That's it. And
151 will bring it out of you.
Yeah, if you don't remember, Jerry the Diver Guy is the cousin. He claims to be the cousin of the king, of Elvis. He actually shares the same last name, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. There's a good chance that gene pool has crossed, probably by accident.
It's there.
But, yeah, but he is, you know,
he could be.
The
he
name.
Could, he could be an Elvis offspring. He could be one of Elvis' kids.
Hey, you know what?
No.
You don't think that's it? Well, he definitely didn't get the singing gene. I'm guessing he got like.
Nor did he get any inheritance.
Ah, well, there's that. But the drinking, drinking gene. I think Elvis had a. He could kick him back there a little bit. So does Jerry the Diver Guy. So.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Oh, there you go. He's going to stay that way with that voice. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
You've come a-flying from the higher place. Fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you... Ever you, that's good. Ever you, that's good.
This is this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. If you've been watching Facebook Live, you see them preparing for the Scuba Radio snorkel shoot. And we're going to conduct this on the air here in just a bit. If you weren't at the DEMA show, we'll try to recreate that magic that literally happened on the show floor in Las Vegas. That was phenomenal. We did accuracy, height, distance, and I mean, it was just an impressive display of pure nonsense of what you can do with a snorkel when you're not diving. And he just took his little bullet and lost it. We had a whole box of them. So, because I knew they would, we'd lose a few of these in the competition, but it was a good time for all, and we're going to try to recreate that magic here in just a bit on the show.
Very special,
yeah. By the way, it's Small Business Saturday. A couple little tidbits to share. Booksbyeric.com might be a good opportunity for you to go support Eric Douglas and his author. You know, his works of fiction of Mike Scott. He has some new releases out there just for the weekend, booksbyeric.com.
Also audiobooks.
Yep. CJ helped him out with that. So you can go there and get
that's right.
Yeah. And take advantage of that for sure.
I don't know why we're talking like this.
Well, that's what we do. It's kind of like that after effect from eating too much turkey.
Lack of alcohol is what it is.
Well, it could be that or too much L-tryptophan or whatever.
Just Greg, wake up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm here. And then I got to give a little shout out to Nowy, too, by the way. And I got to ask Jerry the Diver Guy what happened to our rubber duckies. Because Nowy gave us a bunch of these to give out. They were a huge, huge hit again. These goofy little rubber ducky scuba diver things. I mean, have you seen these? We've handed these things out with the National Association of Underwater Instructors at the last few shows we've done in Beneath the Sea in New Jersey and Long Beach. And then at the DEMA show, we did like 20 a day.
They're adorable.
Yeah, I'll tell you. They were going crazy. You know, like, hey, you want a trip to Wakatobi, $3,500 value? Can I have one of them rubber ducks from Nowy? I'm telling you, they were a huge draw, and people wanted these little rubber duckies. And Terrence Teisel from Nowy was nice enough. He goes, hey, you want me to hold back a few of them for your crew?
Oh, boy.
I was like, of course I do. And I get back home here to Orlando, open up my bag, and I have no rubber duckies. I have none of these things.
I made it home with one.
You got one? What happened to my rubber ducky? What happened to my Nowy rubber ducky there, Jerry?
We had that bag, and I think whoever tossed them out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I say I can't do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, see? So, anyway, we'll have to talk to Nowy about that. But they were a huge hit, and we got to thank them for their support, and everybody really enjoyed that immensely. Now, Mermaid Brittany is with me right now. This was her second DEMA show, first time in Las Vegas, first time hanging with the Scuba Radio crew as one of our team members, and she seemed to have a great time. She's with us via Facebook Live, right, or via FaceTime. I'm sorry. I got her on FaceTime.
One of those.
Yes. Brittany, how are you? Have you recovered? Have you dried out or what? What's going on?
Yeah, I think I'm still in the process right now, but it's going well. I ate a lot of turkey, so that kind of drowned a significant amount of it out.
It soaked up all the alcohol, exactly. Because, yeah. You know, when you're not diving, they have a tendency to drink like fishies, divers, and Brittany was just trying to fit in. And she did a good job. I saw her really working the crowd, networking, meeting all these people that we hang with in the dive industry. It was impressive display of someone who really wants to be a, you know, you can tell she wants to be a big player in the industry. I mean, I love seeing that enthusiasm. You have it, Brittany. You feel me?
I do. Thank you. Yeah, I had so much fun. Just meeting the whole crew. I mean, Jerry the diver guy, like, come on, this guy.
Well, I apologize for him, but everyone else.
Hey, easy.
Yeah.
I took her under my wing.
Okay. All right. Do we need to hire a lawyer?
He took me under his rubber ducky wing.
Okay. All right. I guess that's safe.
Probably need to hire a liver doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. but what was the highlight, you think, from the DEMA show for you, Brittany? Because you were doing a lot of things, looking for things like, you know, what you could do as far as, you know, your next job in the dive industry, whether it's opening up your own business or, you know, dive rental, you know, company or something. I know you were talking about that. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. Last year, I feel like when I was going through my notes, the majority of the seminars that I went to was dive travel. And then this year, I noticed that the majority of the seminars were marketing. It's funny, when you're in the mix and you're going to all these different seminars, you don't think, you're just going from, you know, one room to the next, and then you're meeting people, and it's just this day of, it starts at 9 a.m. and sometimes it doesn't get done until, you know, 11 or 12.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to process everything until you actually get home and look at all your notes and go through everything. And I noticed that a lot of the focus that I had this year was on marketing. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm sort of starting to move sort toward some sort of marketing travel, something in that way.
Yeah, we'll maybe go work for a dive company in their marketing department is what you're saying. Right.
Could be.
Yeah. That could be. She met a lot of folks, I know. And you also got some you know, some certification. So now you can actually inspect tanks. You went through some day-long seminar to be, you know, like a tank inspector or something like that. Is that what happened?
I did, yeah. It's actually called a cylinder, not a tank.
Oh, of course. Well, but it's Thanksgiving, so I'm just trying to fit in with the holidays.
No. So I did the visual cylinder inspection and then also the cylinder repair and then valve repair as well. They kind of just folded them all in at the same time. But it was very, very interesting. The class was full, and it was fun to talk to some people who they hadn't even opened up a cylinder at all, and then other ones have been in the industry forever. They just let their certification lapse.
Yeah.
So they were very informative, and then it was nice to hear the questions of the people that maybe didn't know as much.
Got it. Well, good stuff. I want you to think about this, though, Brittany, because we'll come back to you in just a bit to ask what were some of the equipment highlights that you saw at the DEMA show. So I want you to think about that. It goes to you, too, Jerry and Walt. You think about that. But we have to try to recreate this Scuba Radio snorkel shoot magic live on the show today with CJ and Bubble Boy. And they have one of the snorkels, leftover snorkels that we used. What was great is, like, they've been practicing for the last, you know, hour and a half on how to do this thing. And what was great is, like, after they did this a few times, I said, hey, that's the snorkel Jerry the Diver Guide stuck in his backside and was able to blow that thing like 100 feet in the air. It was impressive. That's coming up next. Stay close. Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are back to back in the studio right now on Facebook Live. We are going to do the Scuba Radio snorkel shoot. I have Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Mermaid Brittany, all as witnesses along with you. And we did this at the DEMA show. We're going to mix it up a little bit here in the studio because we don't have as much space to work with. So CJ and Bubble Boy have a snorkel in their mouth loaded with a Nerf bullet in the end of it. They are going to blow forcefully, but we're going to set this up as a Scuba Radio snorkel shoot duel as they are back-to-back right now, and they're going to take three paces. Go, guys. Take three paces. There they are. And now, and then, oh, well, you weren't supposed to shoot till I said so. Because I wasn't watching. Right. I was going to say who got each other. See, they don't. This is what happens. Why weren't you guys in the pre-show meeting? I told you. Now get back to back already.
Make them do a blow-off.
Yeah, it's going to be a blow-off. Here we go.
It was a premature blow-off.
Exactly, as they do. All right, take your three paces and then wait. Stay. And then 3, 2, 1, blow! I didn't see Bubble Boy was a little closer, but CJ ducked. You're not allowed to duck.
Cheater.
Yeah, back up one more time. Get up. Two out of three. They still can't get it right. One more time. Load up. Hurry up.
Have a defensive.
Hey,
posture.
Hey, this isn't a 24-hour show. You got 3 seconds. Let's go. Line up back to back.
On the chair. I don't want that.
Grab a new. So we get these little Nerf bullets. Put in the end of it, and SEAC gave us these snorkels. These regular J snorkels don't have the dry valve, or it wouldn't work. Back to back. Three paces. Go. Scuba Radio snorkel blast duel. 3, 2, 1. Blow. And neither one of them can hit the side of a barn. You guys suck. My God, you're terrible. Thank God they weren't in Las Vegas.
Ring toss you're terrible. For a tie?
Yeah. Ring toss for a tie? Go for it. Okay, right. You guys play amongst yourselves because, yeah, I'm going to take those snorkels away from you. This is why they weren't in Vegas. They weren't allowed because they can't even blow a snorkel properly and make a Nerf bullet whack the other one. But, hey, this is the things we can do on our surface interval to amuse ourselves. Feel free to take it out on your next dive adventure. And we got more coming up about the DEMA show in Las Vegas next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
All right, fellas, from the top.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Christmas is ruined.
Your town.
This is just terrible. Can't stop a party.
He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
He knows what lives under your bed.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was slightly disturbing, but that's just what we do. There are Nerf bullets flying around everywhere here in the studio. Thanks to CJ and Bubble Boy not being able to properly aim their snorkels. You guys would have...
We're both way too excellent.
You would have never even made the semifinals, let alone for the grand prize of a trip to the Galapagos last week. I got to say...
You both blow.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't blow well.
I think I would have had a shot at distance.
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, the guy who won, I mean, it was
the velocity
impressive.
Of this Nerf bullet coming out of this snorkel was... I'm actually glad I didn't hit him.
I'll tell you what.
I would have hurt him.
You know, that snorkel you have right there was the one that Jerry used out of his backside, and when he had a little Mexican earlier that day, I'm telling you, he would have had distance on you easy.
Mom.
That was impressive, Jerry, I got to say. A little disturbing.
It's a lot of fun, though. You know, it's almost worth the herpes.
I don't know about that. Anyway, back to the Dima show.
God, I hope you're kidding.
And reflections on our adventures, both about diving and then beyond. I want to ask Jerry the diver guy, what stood out to you on the diving side of things, like equipment? Did you see anything there at the show that you thought, ooh, this is really cool or what? Jerry, what do you think? Jerry, what happened to Jerry? Did we lose Jerry the diver guy?
Greg, I didn't see nothing.
Bueller.
I can't hear Jerry. Yeah, what happened
to
him?
He's on the phone.
He's on the phone, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm talking to my grandma.
Yeah, okay. Well, Brittany, we'll go to you then. What about you? What did you see equipment-wise, you think?
Anything? So, I found it really interesting when we went to the Suunto party.
Yeah.
On the night.
Right.
So, they were explaining their new the Suunto 9, which had already kind of come out, but now it's more unique and customizable. So you can change the different straps, you can change the bezel, you can wear it out on the town, you can wear it when you're diving, you can kind of wear it whenever you want to.
Yeah, it's like a super watch,
An Apple Watch.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like a dive computer that looks probably more like a watch than it does a dive computer. So you, and it had different color bands, you know, like the Apple Watch and stuff. So you can look cool. You can actually make it match your dive equipment if you're so inclined. But it did everything and then some. You know, mixed gas, nitrox, everything, all the wireless air integration, all kinds of crazy stuff. And this thing's, you know, about the size of just a large watch. So it looks
cool.
Very, very nice. That was very cool indeed. Anything else catch your eye off the top of your head there, Brittany, or what do you think?
And there's a couple things that I can't mention.
Yeah.
But Maybe later on in the year. Mm-hmm.
She saw that too. There was a couple things we learned we got a glimpse behind the curtain, didn't we, Brittany?
We did. Sorry, uh-oh. Bubble Boy, you missed out.
Yeah,
Bubble Boy. You missed it.
Yeah, so did you, CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll share with everybody eventually. But would you agree with me of what I said earlier, that it's a very exciting time to be in the dive industry or be a diver because of that stuff coming out, Britt? What do you think?
100%. And just the technology is evolving significantly. Like just Even these Suunto watches, you could connect them to an app, which there are multiple other computers that you could do that with as well. But they had a couple of different social media aspects with that as well. So I thought that that was kind of interesting because I actually went and spoke with them about that. And everything is just coming together so wonderfully. And it's becoming more about the diver and not so, and it doesn't matter if you're a tech diver, if you're just an open water diver, everything's becoming more affordable and easier to get your hands on.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I found out about at the show that I didn't know, and maybe I should have known this a long time ago, but this is the company called DiveAssure. And that's who gave us this cool little packet. CJ is showing it up on Facebook Live right now. What that is one of those new, like, you know, your own personal straw. You know, getting rid of the plastic. That's what that is. You know, CJ was looking at this earlier during the show or before we started the show. He goes, what the heck is this? What are you supposed to stick this in? And I said, well.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you.
Jerry the diver guy?
Yeah, ask Jerry the diver guy.
Whoa, hey now.
No, that was the snorkel. That wasn't the... But it's basically a metal straw.
But there's two different...
there's sizes. You got two different diameters. Sizes. Yeah, so you, if you want a thick straw, say that thicker version, you would use that for your frozen hurricane.
Like a smoothie or something?
Yeah, for your hurricane that you're walking up and down the Vegas Strip. And then the smaller one's a little bit more... for like, you know, sipping tea at Starbucks or something like that. But then it has a little cleaner.
Cool. Like a little pipe cleaner.
That's pretty cool.
Well, actually, it looks like a pipe cleaner, but it's actually for, you know, whatever orifice you want to, I think you want to use it for. Yeah. But yeah, you can clean it out there. But it's a, you know, like one of those fancy straws. And then you don't have to use plastic straws anymore. So the folks at DiveAssure were nice enough to give some of those.
Pretty handy.
But one of the things I found out about that company...
help get the straws and the plastic out of the oceans.
Exactly. But what DiveAssure does is dive travel insurance. And they got a program where you can buy dive travel insurance just for a week or 2 weeks. So say if you're going on a liveaboard trip and you don't really need insurance for the whole year, you can buy just a week of dive insurance, which is pretty cool.
I didn't realize
it can be pretty economical too if you don't dive a lot and you don't need a year-round policy. This might be a great solution for you. So it's diveassure.com. Go there and check it out. Nice folks. I got to chat with them while we were at the DEMA show, and I met so many cool people. I gotta say we made some new friends there at the DEMA show, as I know Brittany did as well, because, you know, this was kind of her first networking year. And was there a highlight, by the way, with all the people you met, Brittany, that kind of surprised you? I mean, we had Jean-Michel Cousteau came up on stage and hung out with me for a little bit on the stage. That was real nice. And we caught up with Jean-Michel. I didn't get to get him on the radio, but we did talk to him during the morning festivities. And then Megan Henny Greer was there as well. And actually, she gave a nice little speech about eliminating straws. And there you go.
Is Jerry off the phone yet?
No, he's, I don't know. Jerry, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, you know.
Okay, I was asking what you saw at the DEMA show that caught your eye, but you were on the phone talking to somebody or...
Well, you know, business comes first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
His bookie.
Yes, exactly.
What did I see that stands out the most?
Yeah.
That would be Garmin.
Garmin. Yeah, what their they had like a dive computer GPS watch kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about, that thing?
Yes. That thing is awesome.
Yeah. Same kind of deal. Is it no bigger than a typical watch, but it had a built-in compass, GPS, obviously, which Garmin is famous for, and having that capability is pretty cool, built into a watch, and, you know, having it be diveable as well, and pretty much everything and then some that you could want. And Garmin, you know, kind of has their own, I don't know, you know, interface that if you're used to using like a Garmin GPS in your car, a lot of the format of the watch and the screens and stuff are very familiar in that sense. So they kind of use that same format to make it easy to navigate, which is, you know, a lot of these dive computers, they make them so difficult. You got to pull out the owner's manual sometimes to understand, like, how do I change the, you know, the nitrox setting again?
Recalculating.
Exactly. Yeah, but no, you don't.
Or your boat.
for your boat, right? That's right. Yeah, you use it for your boat.
Stuff's all tied into the boats.
Yeah. So, you know, it really is a familiar interface in that regard. Kind of like the Apple of dive computers, it kind of looks like to me, or could be, or evolve into. Another one I saw was, you know, I was looking for underwater camera equipment for our trip in December 8th through the 15th with Explorer Ventures and the Turks and Caicos. And I got to tell you, it's going to be Christmas in the Caribbean. We got a very special announcement. I'm going to tease you just a little bit. Next week, I may have a major announcement for you. If you want to join us, I think there's like two spots left. 1-800-322-3577.
There's people sitting right here.
Perfect. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
No, if you guys would have won your Scuba Radio snorkel duel.
Oh.
And gave a great representation of that. I would have invited you, but since you guys suck, I can't be seen with you on a boat like that for a week.
We did our best.
No, it's not good enough. So anyway, there is that. But there was some video equipment and camera equipment that I found at the Dima Show. I'm going to tell you about it next, that I hope to have on the boat with me in the Turks and Caicos. That's coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here you go, man. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
What's the matter with him? The jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh.
Jingle, jingle bell.
Yeah, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio. Will DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Mermaid Brittany, rounding out the crew connected via the web. All right, so
for those of you watching on Facebook Live,
yeah.
What Bubble Boy was doing, I believe he was pantomiming a trombone.
Is that what that was?
I hope so.
Jazz hands.
Yeah. Yeah, look, no hands.
No, there was too much hands.
Yeah, it was very touchy, wasn't it? Anyway.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if you're on Facebook Live, just remember, you can't unsee that. And so we apologize. Regardless, a couple little tidbits that I saw at the DEMA show I want to share with everyone. I was looking at some underwater video equipment, and one uses an iPhone or any cell phone for that matter, and it's made by this company in Italy called EasyDive. You can check it out, easydive.it, and check them out on the web, Fabio and the gang. This was like, I think it was like their first DEMA show, but they make a very substantial, I mean, really hardcore housing for cell phones, like universal housing, but it is really heavy and very hardcore. They also make a GoPro housing, kind of, you know, it's more on the high end.
You mean
type
heavy
of thing.
Duty?
I mean, well, it's heavy, substantial.
Oh, it is heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy, and you know, it makes it more neutral and stuff underwater. And
oh, good.
Stuff like that, but you know, obviously, you want to protect your cell phone if you're going to take it underwater. But they do GoPro too, and that may be what I take out on the Turks and Caicos trip here in a week or two, December 8th. I'm looking to maybe take a new GoPro 7 out there to the trip and play with that.
Sweet.
And some new lights from Light and Motion had a new underwater system that is 2,500 lumens for underwater, but unlike most video lights, you can actually use this light on land and get 1,000 lumens on land. Usually on a dive light, on a video light, you know, it's cooled by the water. You can't use it for a certain, after about 30 seconds, you have, you can't use it on land. You might burn out the
too hot
battery or something. I don't know what it is, but the lighting or whatever is unique. But they have this new Stella version of video lights at Light and Motion that is 2,500 lumens underwater and 1,000 lumens topside. So if you're doing video, you know, top and below, you can use the same light. Very convenient. Could be the future. You know, I like that. 2,500 lumens is more than enough, especially if you have a couple of them for a GoPro. And that's what I use now is 2,500 lumens on both sides of my underwater video. And I got the pretty much enough light like the sun.
So Christmas came early for Greg the Diver.
Well, I didn't get it yet, but I didn't. I'm just saying that's that.
Oh, it's
would
on
be,
your list.
It's on my Christmas list. Yes, that the GoPro 7. There was this another housing by I forget the name. Atova? No, that's not right. What is it? I'll pull them up here because there was this other housing company that makes housing for the GoPro that looked pretty neat. That was Isota. Isotta. And if nothing else, I like the color. It was kind of like a bright, rusty, orange color housing. So it was bright, you know, which just from a practicality standpoint, having something, a unique color like that would be easier to find if you ever dropped it or anything. You know, as dumb as that may sound to you guys, you know, your typical black housing on a camera does make a, you know, make a difference. And it makes a fashion statement, I think, if you're, you know, bright orange. And
what it says, I don't know.
It says that you are, you know, you like orange. I think that's what it says.
Okay.
And a fashion trendsetter. Fashion plate, maybe. Better to look good taking pictures than to actually take good pictures. Is that what they say?
Nah.
Are you sure? Okay. So those are just a few little tidbits.
You have derailed. Reset.
Okay. But it was a successful show by far. And, you know, we've been doing these things for over 20 years. And one thing I will tell you is that from a business standpoint, there is no question that there was a lot of business being taken place last week in Las Vegas. And that is very encouraging to see in the dive industry. People were spending money and booking trips. I mean, I was getting really, really great reports from all the people that we talked to. And you could just feel it. There was electricity in the air that business is definitely starting to really take off for the dive industry. And it's been a long time coming because we've been kind of flat. You know, it's been, you know, last year was a little better than usual. This year, I would say, just anecdotally, I mean, most people I talked to, they saw big gains in booking
Make America
trips.
Dive Again.
That's right. It definitely, you know, you're feeling it in that stance, you know, in that sense. And that only will trickle down to the end diver to give us more opportunity to go places that we, you know, may have, you know, thought that we couldn't get to. Maybe it just makes it more accessible because they're opening up more dive operations and things like that. More more business, more options for the end user diver. So I think that is a good thing, and it was a good thing to see for sure and to participate in. We made a lot of memories, and it was good all the way around. Some of them we'd kind of like to block out.
Like Jerry singing?
Yeah, that's what I was
hey, at least there wasn't no golden poltergeist show up.
Well, that was another edema from a long, long time ago.
That wasn't edema.
That wasn't a demon.
No, that was
no.
A
but it did not show up.
Oh, see, I'd only blocked out a portion of that. I apologize.
I know anyway, what he's talking about.
It's another story for another day. We're not supposed to talk about out loud. And on that disturbing note, happy Thanksgiving to you. Hopefully we made it a little brighter. If not, well, we apologize as usual. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
In Lake Titicaca.
Twitter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.